Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell, looking at making marriage great and the spiritual health of men, realizing that that's probably just a greater need than I had thought earlier, and giving men some ideas on how to make their marriage better, maybe even great, right? And looking at Hebrews today, I was just pondering this today in my quiet time. So let me read it out loud and let's ponder this together. So I'm in Hebrews chapter 10, and he's coming to the conclusion of this amazing sermon. And he writes there, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." So let me stop there in these few minutes that we have this morning and look at some things, you know, trying to stir you guys on, trying to stir us on as men. This definitely comes from this scripture. But backing up a little bit and talking about how we can come boldly before the throne room of God, the throne room of grace, because we have been washed by the blood of Jesus, because we have been made holy. And that's to us to consider our sin, to consider our ways that are wrong in the sight of a holy and just and pure God. You know, no matter who you are, I mean, you failed sometime today. You're going to fail today. You're going to fail. You failed last night. That's what we do. We fail. But how do we move forward? We repent before a holy God. We allow his grace to strengthen us. And we move on. But how are we as men in forgiving our wives, in cleansing them, if you will, with the word, by being patient with them as God is patient with us? When our wives try something new, when our wives do something and we're thinking that's not a good idea, how do we address that? How do we handle that, right? So I know there's different kinds of men, and the men that are more of the command type, that take charge, that in many ways will treat their wife like they're not fully as smart as them, or maybe treat their wife as if they're just their servant. And that's not what they mean to do, but that is how it looks to many others. That command man can be a much better man of God in how he treats those that are closest to him, how he treats his mom, how he respects his father, how he treats his wife and loves her and cherishes her and protects her. And don't protect her as if you're protecting her from her bad ideas, but how are you protecting her even from yourself when you're that dominant male? And so just to provoke ourselves into the idea that we're sinners, that Jesus was nailed to the cross for our sin, for my sin, that we would realize that, and that we would allow that to stir us, if you will, toward good works, stir us toward wanting to be closer to God, wanting to be less of a sinner, wanting to be one that really walks in the high places with the Holy One of Israel. So just to keep encouraging you guys in your walk with God, to keep encouraging you to be in God's Word, to be reading. November, we're really going to try and go through the Proverbs, one chapter a day, and I'll figure out something for the weekend, maybe do some extra podcast during this month, but just to get us all into God's Word and being better men, being better children of God. And as we do that, then our marriages will become better and we will make marriage great again because of the grace of God. Amen. Talk to you soon.